Legislation allowing a popular Air Ambulance Services membership program to resume coverage passed the state Senate today. Seattle-based Airlift Northwest began the Air Care program in 2008. The state told it to begin shutting down last year. Air Care covered the difference between medevac flights' costs and the amount insurance covers. Those flights can run $100,000 or more, so deductibles or copays are large. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman sponsored the bill that passed unopposed today.
A lot of us are stuck on islands and in remote areas. We don't have close proximity to some of the major hospitals like in Anchorage, and we use a lot of the medevac flight services to get out.
Senate Bill 159 does not name Air Care, but allows all such membership programs to operate in Alaska. Insurance officials decided the program did not meet state standards last November. It allowed existing subscribers to keep their memberships until they ran out, but renewals and new memberships were prohibited. Senate Minority Leader Hollis French, an Anchorage Democrat, criticized that decision.
What bothered me the most was the degree to which the Division of Insurance was going out of its way to pick on this company. They are a nonprofit. They operate out of Washington State. There was an avenue, I think, under existing statutes that would have allowed them to continue.
Airlift Northwest is part of the University of Washington Medical System.